Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Right. How the fuck is this gonna work? Right, I'm gonna sort this out. That's better. Pour that out now. Right, where the fucking left us here? Hang on. Okay, right, so I've got notes, show notes. How a out of work Geordie actor here. You might be familiar with this if you listened to the show before and you know all about what I've been up to, which is not a lot because I've got two divorces behind me and a dead-end job in a fucking haunted house. Showing people a doll what's head's moving and a fucking, whatever it is, like a rocking horse that's clearly attached to a bit of string. What a bag of shite that is. Anyways, I'm not here to talk about myself. I'm here basically to explain that Mike and John are not here today because they've, fuck knows where they've gone, but they basically haven't turned up for the show. So instead I'm doing it. They've scrabbled together some sort of research into some paranormal bollocks. And no idea what that is. They've asked me to introduce it to different segments or some shite. I cannot fucking believe I'm doing this. I went to drama school, you know. I did all that. Years I was doing that, you know. I had a fucking promising career ahead of us. And look where I am now. If I'm not manning a fucking haunted house with a doll what's head fucking moves or a rocking horse that's attached to a bit of string, I'm sitting here in a room talking about fucking ghosts for two blokes who not even bothered turning up. Right. Okay, welcome to the Demon Seed. I am basically an out-of-work Geordie actor, you know that. I've got some things to say on behalf of the Mike and John. Up first on tonight's show, it's a guest from... the north of England, not far from where I'm from. It's from Liverpool. With another spooky, really fucking shite. Another scary story about... who wrote this? Absolute shite. It's a guest from Scotland. It's Peter with his testimony about an amazing discovery in Scotland. Peter, it's over to you. Well, thanks very much. Out of work, Geordie actor. I'm very excited to be here today. Obviously, Mike and John are not here, and I'm very excited to be taking the helm, as it were, on tonight's show. Not that I want to take any of the glory away from your fantastic presentation skills there, out of work, Geordie actor. No, not at all. I'm actually reporting for a very exciting story that's occurred off the coast of Scotland, the top bit by the... by the sea. Local paper recently reported this. I'll just... right, this was in the local paper. Crew of Scottish fishing ship... No, wait. Yep, right. Crew of Scottish fishing ship ran into the fully intact wreck of legendary biblical boat Noah's Ark last week after a freak storm blew them off course. Both scientists and priests have confirmed the find, and the Pope now plans to convert it into a Jesus-themed floating hotel later this year. "I could they believe it," said 52-year-old captain of the SS Bay City Roller, Marty Pello, when they sat out on a routine fishing trip and a freak gust of wind set them into a turmoil. "I could they believe it," said 52-year-old captain of the SS Bay City Roller, Marty Pello, we had set out on a routine fishing trip, right? And a freak gust of wind sent us into turmoil. Within minutes, we'd been blown into Danish waters and it looked like we might even sink. Just as the storm died down, my second mate, Rear Admiral William Connolly, noticed the hulking mass floating next to us, and we later discovered it was Noah's Ark. With no chance of getting home for a while, we decided to board the giant ship, and within seconds, we'd realised it was the real Noah's Ark, the one that they talk about in the Bible. Sadly, all the animals on board had died ages ago, and all the rooms were full of animal skeletons ranging from lions and tigers to horses and even a pair of rare red squirrels. I rang my local church. They asked us to tow the ship in so they could clarify it was the real deal. Both myself and the crew are still shocked at the amazing find, but can't wait to have a holiday on it once the Pope has given the go-ahead on his plan to turn it into a Jesus-themed floating hotel. So that's my story of the paranormal there. Out of work, Geordie Actor, it's back to you. Right, well, that was fascinating, wasn't it? Clearly not real. That's spooky. What could happen next, I wonder, in this world of the demon seed? Clearly not, I mean, what a absolute shit show. Right, okay, well, if you've been spooked out by that, then you're going to be absolutely shitting yourself now, because it's over to over to Liverpool now to speak to yet another exciting report, to speak to somebody about a report. It's somebody talking about a thing that happened. Over to you in Liverpool. Thanks very much. Out of work, Geordie Actor. Very kind of you to invite me on the show. I know that Mike and John are away at the moment. Obviously, they've got very busy lives, and normally they would do this, and normally they would put a lot of time and effort into it. But clearly, you know, they've got other things on, because I know that normally they wouldn't even dream of missing a week of doing this. I speak to them sometimes over the phone at night, very late at night. They ring me and they tell me that this is the only thing they live for, and there's no way they would miss it unless they would. Maybe someone in the family died, I don't know. Anyway, have I got a story for you this week? A very exciting story, all the way from here in Liverpool, in the Wirral, a place I'm familiar with because I'm from Liverpool as well, clearly. Here we go then. Get the story right. Yeah, right. So I've researched this. I think it's going to go down as cheese. The Beetle family of Liverpool got more than they bargained for after deciding to spend a full night under the stars last weekend. The family of four decided to spend the evening in the local woods after six-year-old son George spotted what he described as a flying disc hovering over a local beauty spot. Oh, Christ, sorry about that. Oh, I've got a stomach ulcer. Jeez, I need to get that looked at. Where was I? Right. The Beetle family, they saw something flying in the sky. Six-year-old son spotted it, and, they saw what they described as a flying disc hovering above a local beauty spot, and closer inspection led to a fascinating find. Father of the family, I don't know what his name is, Paul or something. The dad said, "We all love a bit of mystery in this family, and when our youngest reported a flying disc up the woods, we sprang up to action and headed straight up there for a look. At first, all that happened..." No, sorry, I've read that wrong, haven't I? Fuck's sake, it's not as easy as it looks there. Quite good at doing them podcasts, them, Mike and John. Right, I'll start again. We all love a bit of a mystery in this family, and when our youngest reported a flying disc up the woods, we sprang into action and headed straight up there for the look. At first, fuck all happened, so I had a few cans, and Paula, my wife, skinned up whilst the kids, George and Ringo, just wandered about looking for E.T. Then at about 10:30, my eldest, Ringo, came running back with news he'd found the disc. Just as we set off to get the photos and all that, we heard an almighty roar, and the disc shot up into the air and hovered directly above us. Before I could do anything, a beam of very bright light blinded us, and the next thing you knew, everything was quiet. Within minutes, we all developed superhuman powers. I can now turn into fire at will. Paula, my wife, can stretch her arms really, really far. George can turn invisible, and Ringo's turned into a type of living rock monster. We are thinking about going on Britain's Got Talent, but we're not sure if they're doing a new series yet or not. Anyway, as for the UFO, who knows what it was? I was just glad to spend some quality time with my family, and anyway, these new powers are cracking. So, that's my story there from Hot Topic there from Liverpool. Hope that you enjoyed it, and all your listeners, I know you're missing Mike and John, but out of work, Geordie actor, it's back over to you, mate. Oh, it's back over to me, is it? I mean, fuck's sake, you can't even smoke in here, can you? Ah, fucking hell, that hurt. Right, out of work, Geordie actor back. Wow, that was certainly very spooky, wasn't it? The idea of a family who were all witness to something they saw in the sky that left them with powers. That's clearly real, isn't it? Right. Well, it's obviously the show's going exceptionally well at the moment. You know, Mike and John are not here like our representative in wherever it was, fucking Liverpool, said, you know, clearly they normally wouldn't miss this shit for the world, would they? Fuck's sake. Right, over now to yet another fascinating guest on tonight's extra special programme. Somebody from Australia that has got some... press play on the tape. Thanks, thanks for out of work, Geordie actor, for inviting me today. I know that it's a very important time in the world of podcasts, because this being so clearly professional, it's a really sad time that Mike and John are not around to do the show. But clearly that they're missing it for reasons that are beyond their control, and it's a real shame. But I'm just very happy to be taking part and offering you this story, which I've discovered this week from the Western Territory, or the Northern Territory, one of the massive amount of territories we've got out here, and it's a fantastic story that I thought would really go down well in the Demon Sea, what with it being one of the highest rated paranormal podcasts to exist in the history of mankind. Police in Kakadu National Park, Australia, faced an otherworldly standoff last weekend when local watering hole Walkabout Creek was invaded by dozens of strange flying orbs. Local Chief of Police Michael Dundee, 57, said, "It was like anything we've ever seen up here in the Northern Territories, and we've seen a lot. Bank robbers in suits of armour, gangs of petrol heads fighting over gasoline, even an entire school vanishing on a picnic at Hanging Rock, but this takes the biscuit. The entire sky was filled with strange flying orbs that seemed to want to take over our only pub, and me and the boys didn't want that to happen," said the... That wasn't me saying that, that was Michael Dundee, who is the local Chief of Police. "At first we tried using guns and even a hand grenade to deter them, but nothing seemed to work. So we got our mate Wazza Jenkins out and gave him..." No, I've read that wrong. Sorry, I'll start again. I'm sure we can cut this out in the edit. Well, start again. "The entire sky was filled with strange flying orbs that seemed to want to take over our only pub. Me and the boys didn't want that to happen. At first, we tried using guns and even a hand grenade to deter them, but nothing seemed to work. So, we got our mate Wazza Jenkins out and gave those intergalactic bastards a taste of their own medicine. Wazza, you see, had a very special set of skills when it comes to justice, and those skills are all based on his asshole. That's right. Wazza whipped his kegs off, opened up his brown eye, and farted the entire theme tune to the Flying Doctors..." No, that's wrong. I've read that. No, it is. It is the Flying Doctors. Yep. The entire theme tune to the... Right. So, that's right. Wazza whipped off his kegs, opened up his brown and farted the entire theme tune to the well-known TV show The Flying Doctors at the UFO shits. Well, that seemed to do the job, because now they've gone. And like many Aussies, we don't like foreigners coming over here and causing problems. So let this be a lesson to anyone who's not from this country and is thinking about coming here. Australia 1, rest of the galaxy 0. You have been warned, you bastards. So that's it. Out of work, Geordie actor, it's back to you, mate. Right. Well, that was brilliant. That was really good, that. Oh, Christ. I hope I'm getting paid for this. Well, that's it. That's about as far as it goes. I've got fuck all else to say. I really have no idea where Mike and John have gone. They're clearly not professional. Hope, like I said, I'm getting paid for this. And I can really... All I can do is apologise for how shitty awful this pathetic attempt at a podcast is. I mean, the presenters have not even bothered turning up and they've paid an out-of-work Geordie actor less than £100 for this, less than £40 to tell the truth. This is how it fucking goes, isn't it? I used to be somebody. Right, I'm off to probably wander the streets until they let us back into the bed and breakfast, so I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and until Mike and John come back. Oh, Christ, I've just puked in my own mouth. Until Mike and John come back, I can only say, God help you. You poor, poor bastards.
The Demon Sea.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.